Lord, we do thank you that we have this opportunity to know you in this life.
哦，主，我们感谢你，我们有这样的机会在今生认识你。
And we may not feel as captured as this hymn writer expresses.
虽然我们可能没有经历到像这位姊妹所写被你这样所读。
But we must proclaim, Lord, that when we do see you, everything else is of much less.
主完全的得着，但是我们也愿意说，主啊，当你光照我们的时候，我们愿意啊完全的被你得着。
Or you are the light of our life.
因为你是我们生命的光。
And you deeply satisfy.
你也使我们深深的得着满足。
And as we walk this journey with you, we learn this more and more.
也当我们与你同行的时候。
We thank you now for this chance we have to share and fellowship together.
我们就更多的来认识你，也感谢你给我们这样的机会来分享见证。
Lord, we want you to be head in our midst by us submitting to your Holy Spirit's leading.
我们也愿意当我们一同来顺服圣灵带领的时候，你就做我们的元首。
So guide us, Lord, to be bold or to hold back, especially, Lord, to listen that you will teach us during this time.
所以主啊，求你教导我们在这个时候听你的话，或者要勇敢的起来，或者要退后忍让，主啊，都求你来带领。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
So we have our open sharing time. As you all know.
我们今天是见证分享的时间。
This morning our brother opened with a reference to John chapter 4 and the Lord speaking of worshiping in spirit and in truth.
那今天早晨我们的弟兄也有分享到我们敬拜神是因着用着心灵和诚实。
And we are very, very privileged that we have a chance to participate that way. And that way is to let the Holy Spirit direct us when we worship.
所以我们知道我们有何等的特权能够来这样的敬拜神并且是圣灵带领我们。
And that's also true of our this time.
我想这对于我们这一段的时间也同样是适用的。
It's our privilege that we can let the Holy Spirit direct us so we can share with one another.
我们也能够经历让圣灵的带领来彼此分享。
Now there's a very, very important verse in Acts chapter 2 verse 42 you're probably familiar with.
我想在使徒行传二章那里我们有很熟悉的一节经文。
Says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
二章四十二节说都恒心遵守使徒的教训彼此交接掰饼祈祷。
This is from the very first months even of the church.
这可以说是教会的起头教会第一个月所发生的。
And that as the Holy Spirit was poured out at Pentecost, that then allowed all these new believers to meet together.
当圣灵在五旬节浇灌下来的时候，圣徒们就聚集在一同，一处聚会。
And they met for the apostles' teaching, and that was basically the apostles who had been with Jesus relaying to everyone what Jesus said and did.
那他们恒心遵守使徒的教训，那使徒我们知道就是与主在一起的门徒们，就是换句话说就是主的话语。
It mentions prayer, of course.
然后也提到了祷告
but, and also fellowship.
也提到了交接就是交通
And of course, when we have fellowship, the most important thing we're sharing is Christ.
那我们交通所交通的最宝贝的就是我们的主耶稣
So let's look to the Holy Spirit to lead us as we share from our experiences or what the Lord has shown us in His Word recently, that we can share with each other from that life.
所以借着圣灵的带领我们可以彼此分享我们的主所给我们经历到了或者我们在他的话语中所学习的就是把我们里面的基督的生命分享出来。
So practical reminders, we would ask if you've shared in the last two times that you not share today.
那实际的一些提醒就是如果你上两次有分享了请你今天不要分享。
And we like our sharing to be less than 10 minutes, that including translation.
那我们也请你的分享包括翻译就是在十分钟以内。
So it's my job today to hold this sign up. When you hit 10, you want to finish.
那今天弟兄他会是来看时间来举这个牌子。
And when you get to 15, you're really stretching it.
那如果15分钟那你实在是用了太多的时间了。
do make exceptions. If you're going to mainland China tomorrow, we let you go past 15.
那我们知道我们有一些特例，如果你明天就要离开，就要去出国，那就可以用15分钟。
Yeah, I think that's... Oh, and as you come up, please state your name again. Name, so we can all know who you are. Many of us don't know names. So.
请弟兄姊妹们开始分享的时候也先提到自己的名字。
我的名字叫 Timothy.
My name
is Wang.
My name is Timothy Wang.
And
so it seems that 3 months have passed again.
很感恩再次的站在这边。
And I'm very grateful that I can be standing here.
那我这次分享的主题呢, 叫做22年来。
And so this time I'm sharing about 22 years.
不知不觉呢, 我信主有22年。
And so time flies, and all of a sudden, I believe in the Lord for 22 years. And so back in China, many brothers and sisters like to ask a certain question.
他说问呢,你信主多少年?
So how many years have you believed in the Lord?
其实我很反感这句话。
And actually, this is a very sensitive question for me.
因为的话呢,其实我们信主多少年哦,
And because for me, this question of how many years you believe in the Lord,
跟我们在主里面的生命的成长,
And if you compare it to your growth in the Lord,
没有什么太大的关系,
there actually is not a very strong relationship between these two things.
而且呢, 这也不能成为我们在主面前夸口的一个凭据。
And this shouldn't be a source by which we can boast.
那我想呢, 这22年来啊, 我对主呢, 其实是满满的亏欠和这个悖逆。
And so I feel that as I think back on these 22 years that I really have fallen short of the Lord and perhaps even been rebellious toward Him.
就像保罗呢, 他在得救的时候, 主对他说的,
and remember what Jesus said to Paul when he was saved.
他说,保罗,保罗, 你一脚踢刺是难的。
He said that Saul, it is hard for you to kick against the goads.
但是呢, 很多的时候, 我想我22年来, 不是以脚踢刺这么简单哦。
But I think about myself and I realize that it's not as simple as kicking against the goats.
而是刺已经扎入了骨头了。
But rather as if these pricks have already pierced the bone. And yet I'm still not willing to turn back.
就像中国的老话说, 撞南墙的不会回头。
And it's like it says in the ancient times that those who are fighting that they don't want to stop.
那我记得我刚刚信主的那年, 2003年, 很火热。
And I remember that when I first believed in the Lord, I was very zealous for the Lord.
然后的话呢, 我当时呢, 还用这个炭笔哦, 在这个我们住的那个房, 这个墙壁上面画了一个很大的十字架。
And on this, and actually on the wall of my apartment where I live, I use this charcoal pencil or pen to draw a cross on the wall.
而且呢, 那一年呢, 我还很多次向神说, 我愿意奉献我的一生给主。
And I promised to the Lord that so many times that I offer myself to the Lord.
那在22年的 故事里呢,是,在22年来呢,故事是很长很长的。
Now, of course, if I want to share about 22 years, that will take too much time.
那我今天呢,只share一个部分呢,是我为什么要来美国读中医。
And so I want to share now why I came to the U.S. to study Chinese medicine.
我记得那是2015年的一个夜晚。
And so it was one night in 2015.
我在参加一个香港一个基督
And so I was going to a special gathering, a conference by the Academy of Christ.
然后呢, 我当时呢, 我的父母呢, 也跟我一起的参加。
And so that time my parents went with me to Hong Kong.
那我们一家当时要做一个很重大的决定。
And so there was a very important decision for us to make.
因为在同年的4月, 我们收到一封信。
Because actually that year in April, we received a letter.
那封信呢,是一个我很爱的一个叔叔所写的。
And it was an uncle who was very dear to me who wrote that letter.
那他呢,推荐我来美国读中医。
He recommended that I should come to the U.S. to study Chinese medicine.
那我们呢,一家就为这个事情祷告了半年。
And then so in my family, we prayed for this thing for half a year.
在10月份参加那个特会的时候呢,
And then in October, when we went to this gathering,
那个叔叔也找我爹地谈了。
And that uncle also spoke to my father.
然后呢,他说, 他在祷告中呢, 希望我们一家能够破釜沉舟。
And so he said that he hoped that we could really pray earnestly before the Lord.
然后呢, 可以去破釜沉舟。
And then
that's just fight.
And then also as if fighting to the end.
Yeah. 所以的话呢，我想呢，神也是借着他来鼓励我们永远勇往向前。
And so I believe that the Lord wants us to keep moving forward.
那他也告诉我说，他希望我有一技之长。
And so he hoped that I would have this deep impression in me.
希望呢，神可能在他的怜悯当中，能够借着我用中医来祝福到很多人。
That perhaps the Lord can use me to bless many people through Chinese medicine.
那我记得在那个晚上。
And I still remember that night.
我在那个特会的操场上面走了一圈又一圈。
That I walked circles around the perimeter of the campus.
大概花了两个半的小时。
And perhaps I was walking for over 2.5 hours.
然后呢，我一边走呢，就一边与主交谈。
And so I was having transactions with the Lord.
一边谈心一边祷告。
And so I was praying and I was conversing with the Lord.
里面有很多的挣扎。
There was many struggles within my heart.
然后呢，我就对神说。
And I told God.
我说呢，我曾经在高中的时候，在新加坡读书的时候，远离过神。
And I told the Lord that, you know, when I was in high school, I went to Singapore and I had been far from God.
如果你这一次让我16年再去美国读书。
And I told the Lord that if you allow me to come to the U.S. in 2016,
求你不得不答应我一件事情。
You must promise me one thing.
就是呢，不管我多么的悖逆。
That no matter how rebellious I may be,
你都要把我带回到你的面前。
You must bring me back to your presence.
让我能够在你的教会的当中去，能够与你有连结。
To once again be joined back to you within the gathering.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Indeed, we thank and praise our Lord.
因为他是信实可靠的。
Because he is faithful, he is trustworthy.
然后呢，我之所以能够在bipolar 的病情当中还能够读完中医的研究生哦。
And indeed that we see how even in my bipolar disorder, I'm still able to complete my studies.
又从去年从中国从加拿大回到美国来读这个中医的博士。
And then last year, I wanted to come study a PhD in Chinese medicine, coming from Canada back to the US.
这一步一步都是神的怜悯和带领。
Indeed, through each step, we can see the Lord's leading and mercy.
我很喜欢那个叔叔曾说过的一句话。
I always remember that my uncle said something to me.
然后的话呢，他说呢，有一次他路过那个就施工的工地。
And so he said that once he walked past this construction site,
那个工地上面有一个招牌英文写着。
And there was a sign in English.
Be patient.
Please be patient.
我们还没有完工。
We are not finished yet.
所以的话呢，我们想哦，我们很多的时候看我们自己哦。
And so many times when we look at ourselves,
我们总是看我们的现在和过去。
We always see our present and our past.
但是神看的永远是我们的未来。
But God always sees what is our future.
因为在那个永远的旨意里面，在永恒的里面，
We know that in eternity, in His eternal will,
他永远会把我们塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
We know that He is molding us into the image of His Son.
所以我们不要担心。
And so we do not need to worry.
我们也不要去太过的忧虑。
And we do not need to worry.
更不要去 depress.
And of course, you should not be depressed.
Okay, 所以的话呢，我想啊，其实22年很快就过去了。
So we know that those 22 years passed by very fast.
我在思考说，那22年当中有多少的日子是神所数算的呢？
And I often wonder how many of those 22 years have been remembered, how many days have been remembered by the Lord.
我只能求神一再的怜悯我这个硬着景象的人。
I can only ask the Lord to be merciful to me who is a stiff-necked person.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们很多的时候以为我们在神面前还有很多时间。
And so, brothers and sisters, many times we think we have much time still left before the Lord.
其实时间过得非常快。
But actually, we know that time passes very fast.
我们知道最值得投资的、最有效的一个投资的事情。
And if we want to invest, there is only one thing that is worth investing.
就是把我们有限的生命投资在永恒的国度里面。
And it's that our finite life should be invested into eternity.
我们知道我们自己靠自己是完全做不到这一点。
Of course, we cannot do this by ourselves.
但是在我们里面的基督却可以。
But the Christ in us is able.
盼望我们的生命在基督里面每天都能够长大。
And so may the life of Christ grow in us.
渐渐成熟。
And become mature.
不要虚度我们在主面前的日子。
That we don't waste the time the Lord has given us.
让我们甘心乐意地接受他在我们身上的工作。
And may we accept the work that the Lord is doing in us.
好不好，我们在我结束分享前，我们有一点点的祷告。
And so let's have a word of prayer before we end.
亲爱的父啊，求你让我们懂得如何数算你的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Heavenly Father, may you teach us to number our days that we may acquire a heart of wisdom.
也求你让我们竭力地在你面前奔跑。
And may we run quickly after you.
愿主能够让我们真的是在你面前被你所纪念。
And may we be remembered by the Lord.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Dear brother and sister, I just want to share some words that I personally received in preparing for their Friday night Bible study.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我就想分享一点我在预备我们周五查经的时候所得着的。
So, the Long Island brother and sister, you will have to kind of bear with me.
那所以参加长岛聚会这个查经组的弟兄姊妹们，可能你们要忍耐一下。
And in that's, we'd just like to share something in Genesis chapter. Oh, wrong chapter. Genesis chapter 20.
创世纪20章.
Genesis chapter 20. I'll just read a certain portion. Try to give the sense.
那我读一下这些上下文.
Genesis chapter 20 verse 1. Now Abraham journeyed from there toward the land of Negev. And settled between Kadesh Shur and he journeyed in Gerar.
23第一节，亚伯拉罕从那里向南地迁去，寄居在加底斯和舒尔中间的基拉尔。
And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, "He's my sister." So Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah.
亚伯拉罕称他的妻撒拉为妻为妹子。基拉尔王亚米比勒差人把撒拉娶了去。
But God came to Abimelech in a dream of the night and said to him, "Behold, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is married."
但夜间神来在梦中对亚比米勒说，你是个死人啊，因为你娶了那女人来，她原是别人的妻子。
And then verse 5 and 6, that he not himself said to me, "He is my sister," and she herself said, "He is my brother." In the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hand, I have done this.
第五节，那人岂不是自己对我说她是我的妹子吗？就是女人也自己说她是我的哥哥。我做这事是心正守节的。
Then God said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know that in the integrity of your heart you have done this. I also kept you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her."
神在梦中对他说，我知道你做这事是心中正直，我也拦阻了你，免得你得罪我，所以我不容你沾着他。
And I'll ask my brother now to be very careful in translating what I'm about to say. Please follow exactly what I said.
逐字翻译。
Now therefore restore the man's wife, and he will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not restore her,know that you will surely die, you and all who are yours. Let's hear what I said. Now therefore restore the man's wife, and he will pray for you, and you will live.
现在你把这人的妻子归还他，因为他是先知，他要为你祷告，使你存活。
And if you do not restore her, know that you will surely die, and all who are yours.
你若不归还他，你当知道，你和你所有的人都必要死。
Apparently, my brother did not translate exactly.
所以这个翻译不是逐字的翻译。
But I guess you all did not notice.
那可能你们也没有注意到。
The English version have never said because for he is a prophet. Of course, my brother did translate.
就是在英文里面，他没有这句说，因为他是先知。
So if we read this statement, now therefore restore the man's wife, and he will pray for you, and you will live.
而是英文就是说，你把这个这人的妻子归还他，他要为你祷告，使你存活。
If you just listen to this statement, you will not see a difference.
那如果你只是听这样，好像没有什么区别。
If God had never said he is a prophet, he will have uttered a complete statement.
就算主没有说这句话，他是先知。那这个整个主要说的话也是相同的。
You will not know that he has never said that word.
你也可能没有不会想到神好像漏没有说的那句没有说这句话。
But he said he, for he is a prophet.
但是这里有说他是先知。
And actually, we can read verse 17.
第十七节,
and Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maid, so that they bore children.
十七节, 亚伯拉罕祷告神, 神就医好了亚比米勒和他的妻子, 并他的众女仆,
Brother and sister, this is just my own receiving from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
I'm so appreciative of the Lord saying he is a prophet.
因为主在这里有说, 在第七节的那句话里, 主加上了,
he acknowledged who Abraham is in front of a person who just know that he lied.
就是神在 因为亚伯拉罕向亚比米勒撒谎，但是主在亚比米勒的面前说了这句话，说他是先知。
Brother and sister, what I received is that the Lord's heart toward us is very, very tender, very merciful.
所以我们在这中，其中就看到神对我们的心是何等的有怜悯的心肠，是何等的柔软。
In fact, really what our brother just shared, that is, it doesn't look at who we are. He really look at who he want us to be. He intend for us in Christ.
就像刚才弟兄所分享的，主看我们不是看我们的现在的琐事，而是看他愿意我们所成为的。
And that is God's heart for each one of us.
这就是神向我们每一位的心。
So, brother, sister, I think the next extension is that once we receive such mercy.
那所以下一个我要说的就是，当我们得着这样的怜悯的时候，
how do we treat brother and sister?
那我们应当如何的对待我们的弟兄和姊妹们？
I think we all fell down in some way, right? Sometimes in front of brother and sister.
我想我们都有我们的软弱，都甚至在我们的弟兄面、姊妹面前，我们有这样的软弱。
Our spike will come out and we fell.
就像我们身上有些刺就长出来，就触到他们就失败。
But God is such a heavenly Father. He treat us. He is going to deal with us as with sons.
但是神他是这样的有怜悯，他待我们是像待儿子一样。
So brother and sister, my heart is that we all have to follow our Lord's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想分享的就是我们愿意 跟从主的心。
Our brother said we're under construction, right?
像弟兄刚刚分享说，这个还在工程，还在建造当中。
We are to cover one another. We are to fulfill each other.
那在这个过程当中，我们就当彼此遮盖，彼此成全。
I think the one of the hardest things for me in the First Corinthians chapter 13.
我想在哥林多前书13章所提到的，对我最难的一点。
I always like, because I'm like a New Yorker, sorry for New York, I don't believe a lot of things.
就是我想作为一个纽约人，就是很多时候我不相信。
So, but it said, believe all things, hope all things, bear all things, endure all things.
但是这里说，凡事相信，凡事包容，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Lord, look at us. Not because we can be reformed. We cannot be reformed. There's nothing good in the flesh.
神看我们，并不是我们里面有些什么好的，他可以来用。
But his life can is such that he can make that change.
而是他把他自己的生命给我们，要在我们里面做这个改变。
He believes, he hopes, he bear with us, and he endure long suffering.
他相信，他盼望，他忍耐，他包容，他也在他的不止息的爱中来这样子对待我们。
And brother, sister, I think this actually happened in our daily life. We will have a chance to choose to believe, to hope, and to bear, and to endure.
那我想弟兄姊妹，这也是我们每一日生命中的经历的一个选择，你是否选择包容，选择相信，选择盼望，选择忍耐。
And my last point is that I hope to encourage the younger brother and sister, but I have to include myself because I'm not off the hook.
那最后我是想鼓励年轻的弟兄姊妹们，当然也包括我自己。
This is the word of the Lord, but you are a prophet.
就是主这里的话说，你是因为他是先知，或者主说你是先知。
You are the member in the household of God.
就是你，主也对你说，你是先知，你是神家中的一员。
You have a ministry
you have a service, you have a calling.
你在神的家中有服事，有呼召。
It could be as simple as in the Lord's table, He's moving in your hearts to pray.
那可能简单的一个呼召就是你在主的饼杯面前的时候，主触动你的心，要你祷告。
And sometimes it's humbling because we don't feel like we are in a place to pray.
那有时候我们里面有这个好像谦卑的感觉，说我们不在这个状态来祷告。
But verse 17, and Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech. I think he's very embarrassed to pray.
但是第十七节这里亚伯拉罕祷告神，神就医好了亚比米勒和他的妻子女仆。其实我们可以想，亚伯拉罕他那时候是何等的羞愧，他怎么能够祷告？
But he stepped into it by the grace of God.
但是靠着神的恩典，他做了这个祷告。
Our brother also asked about the question about whether certain things will count in God's light.
那我们的之前的弟兄也问了一个问题，是什么是蒙神数算的？
I cannot answer that question.
我不能够回答这个问题。
But this chapter 20 is an amazing chapter of failure.
但是创世纪的二十章给我们看到一个奇妙的故事。这个故事里面讲到了失败。
Because this is the second time.
因为我们知道这是第二次亚伯拉罕。
And yet it bracket between the time when he was an intercessor and the in chapter 21. When God remembered Sarah and gave birth to the promise. This was bracket in between.
但是这个事情的发生是之前他是做那个代祷人，那之后神就拜访了撒拉。
In between, we do not know exactly why there's that journey.
但是我们不知道为什么这两件事情之中他要去南地。
But one thing we can say, Abraham learned a lesson.
但是我们可知道他在那里学了个功课。
And the second part is that Sarah was the one who entered into faith.
那之后的一部分就我们看到撒拉是那靠着信心行的人。
In verse, that's my closing. In chapter 18, he was laughing when the Lord said, that you shall have a son. He was laughing. He was laughing.
因为我们知道，在十八章，当神拜访撒拉的时候，说你要得着一个儿子，撒拉在那里笑。
And we know from Hebrew, she by faith she received the capacity to conceive. That's because she had entered into she now believed.
而到了希伯来书的那里告诉我们，撒拉凭着信就得着了这个儿子。
And that's God's glorious work beyond. Way beyond what human failure or human detour would suggest.
那我们就看到神那荣耀的工作，虽然在人的这样的失败当中，神的工作就往前了。
Let's look to Him, who is the one who see us the way He chooses to see us.
所以愿意我们看待彼此是以神要我们所成为的那个样式来看待彼此。
If I don't share, I think I for sure will.
Can you stand behind me?
Oh, I have to stand here?
It's a microphone.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't need translation.
Huh? But other people need.
Oh, but I remember the announcement saying you cannot go over 10 minutes.
我记得前面说不能超过五分钟。
I promise I will limit to 3 minutes.
我保证我只有三分钟。
Okay, two things.
两件事。
The first brother comes saying something like don't depress. He was studying. Okay, so I think that depressed to me.
给我翻译一下。
Okay, I want cut short 2 minutes.
It's okay.
So be patient.
第一个是前面的弟兄说不要忧郁。
Okay, but I think that's very important related to this testimony. Okay. And second brother,
我觉得是很重对我们的见证是很重要。
Okay, I'm here to glorify God because I don't know how to say it, but anyway,
我来这是
I make a short, okay,
one
sentence. I live in East Coast for a long time, maybe 30 to some years.
所以我在西安住了30多年。
I just fly in maybe 10 days ago, and not far because my children's here.
我十天前才飞回来，我的孩子在这边。
But that's not the point I want to share. Because I realize I may not be back to the East Coast or, you know, unless God will be.
我重点是我可能我不知道下一次可能主愿意才会把我带回来，我不知道下一次。
Okay, anyway, I don't know you, but I two things I want to say. I highly appreciate the South Jersey Christian Fellowship build me up in Christ, form me into Christ. I truly deeply appreciate that. And second, that's it. I'll be finished because I keep looking. Second is my brother is at least 15 years older than me. I live in West Coast, that place. You want me to say the names, huh? But almost my mother wrote to me that town 20 years, never ran. Okay. That's not the point. The last, mainly, I went, my brother across, he is at least ADA, he cannot hear, he don't communicate with me. I try to sympathize him. Okay, that's not the point.
When you say brother is your biological brother?
我自己的父, 哥哥, 比我大15岁. Okay, anyway. So before I die, I try to help him. So the thing is, for 20 years, I never have a car accident. But in order to bring him a nice burger, I hurry home. That was July. And it's a residential area and nice. So, of course, I'm not living. So I make right turn and I say, another right turn, that's home. So it's that close. As I make the right turn, everything's fine. Iceland is a highway. I make another turn to Robert David Jr. Drive. Anyway, as I pass in that 20 years, there's a boy, maybe 15. He ride the bicycle at the very end of my car. And finally, it's not my fault, but anything wrong troubles my heart for at least a month. Okay, I'm not happy I made that because I was thinking in a second I could have stopped, but I don't know how that happened. It really troubled to the point I don't think life worth living. I almost suicide. But I remember during that depressing time, I always seen him and God's word come to me. And Jesus saved me. So I promise God, if I have a chance, I will thank him and glorify his name. That's all my purpose is. And okay, I'm already 3 minutes.
2件事，第一件事是感谢 South Jersey 的教会建造了我的信心。第二件事情是我在照顾我哥哥，大我十五岁的哥哥的时候，开车十五年从来没有出车祸。那一天只是转了两个弯，就刚好一个开骑单车的小男生撞到了我的车尾。
Thank you.
所以当时我
just here, just a traveler, and I'm happy at least. I was shocked. I see a few familiar faces. Thank you. So I don't know when will be the next time, and I'm sorry.
My name is Amy.
我的名字叫 Amy.
感谢主，刚刚那个姐妹她是 South Jersey.
Thank the Lord that the sister before, she's from South Jersey.
言归正传，最近的那个德国的德林姐妹和她的丈夫常见啊，在我们当中。
So thank the Lord that recently our sister from Germany and the sister Deling and her husband is among us this recently.
我们八月十二号呢有一个姐妹聚会祷告会，就是她分享。
On August 12th, there is a sisters gathering of sharing and prayer.
她的分享非常默住，但是呢，就默住我的心。
Her sharing really touched my heart.
她在德国的教会，她真是神给她的一个爱心。
It is God's love. Sorry, it is through God's love that that she received a lot at the church, the gathering at Germany.
她专门为教会的弟兄姐妹做三顿饭。
So she cooks three meals for the brothers and sisters at her fellowship.
但是这三顿饭她做得满头大汗。
And but she labored very much for these three meals.
但是有一个姐妹，总共十年，从开始到末了，一直是盯住她、批评她，而且是给她许多。
So there was one sister who was throughout the 10 years throughout was watching her carefully, giving her a very tough time.
她说你做的菜一点也不好吃。
She told her that the dish that you made is not tasty at all.
因为我肚子饿，不得不吃。
But it's only because I am hungry that I ate your food.
这个不好，那个不好，反正一塌糊涂。
She picked on this is not good, that is not good.
她当初听了刚刚开始的一年，她心里很不舒服。
So in the beginning, the first year when our sister heard this, she was not comfortable.
感谢主，她只好默默地祷告。
Thank the Lord that she prayed by herself to the Lord.
她流眼泪在主面前，不断地倾诉自己心里的怨恨。
In tears, she brought forth all the wrong that she felt before the Lord.
你想，总共要十年，不是一个月、两个月，十年，她被那个姐妹一直，就是神借着那个姐妹雕塑她的性格。
Because it's not a short, a month or two, but it was throughout 10 years, our Lord used the hand of that sister to mold her.
她非常的感恩，因为主把这个姐妹，主又挑剔她，对她很敌对的感情，是雕塑她。
She also was grateful that through the feeling of being wronged by a sister, the Lord was able to shape her.
对我的教训是什么呢？
So what did I learn from this?
弟兄姐妹们，好多弟兄姐妹们，二十八年相处。
Many brothers and sisters been here 28 years.
我有一个习惯，凡是谁得罪了我，我反正当初不出声，从此不睬理睬。
For I have a habit, if any brothers and sisters wronged me, maybe at the time I wouldn't say anything, but then I may not say anything back to the brother and sister ever again.
也不关心，冷淡的一塌糊涂。
And I will not care for them. I will grow cold to them.
这是我的最最不讨主喜悦的性格。
That's something that I know that the Lord does not like inside me.
那我听说他十年遭受那个姐妹这样的刁难，这样的对他没有礼貌，吃得厉害，而且毫不尊重。
When I heard that our sister has gone through that for 10 years from another sister,
她能忍受下来，而且靠着神的话不断地改变自己。
But our sister was able to overcome, and through the words of God and grace of God, that she can continue to change and mold, be molded, be changed.
他十年当中的遭遇对我来说是一个很大的触动。
So her 10-year experience really touched my heart.
我这个种态度跟他相比，他忍耐的一天到晚祷告，听到了触动他的话， 马上低头在神面前。
Compare my attitude to her attitude of whenever she hears tough words, she immediately can come before the Lord and pray.
还有一点，她也指出了她跟女儿的关系。
And another point that she brought out is her relationship with her daughter.
她女儿学钢琴学得比较慢，她就不耐心了。
Her daughter is a little bit slower in learning piano, and she's losing her patience.
她就拿一种手里什么东西啊 ，push 她，啊，遮拦她，希望她弹得快一点。
So she was trying to push her to help her to play faster or learn faster.
每一位有子女的挺好，这是也是我们要学习的功课。
And this is a lesson maybe for all of the parents.
Yeah, even 即使是年轻的弟兄姐妹，在我们的教会当中。
Maybe even including the younger ones here.
他也再三的在主面前祷告，为什么跟女儿的关系很紧张？
So our sister was praying before the Lord, wondering why her relationship with her daughter is so tense.
所以他再三的求主给他智慧，跟女儿的关系慢慢的缓和下来，而且多听到神的声音。
That she prayed to the Lord to give her wisdom to know the reason why, and that also the Lord can give her words to restore and recover the relationship.
她读了那个诗篇九十二篇。
So she read from Psalm 92.
十二节到十五节。
12-15.
她说：“神的话就是亮光，我们只有这个亮光来照亮我们。”心里的黑暗之处，他拿自己的经验，生活经验。
诗篇十二篇。
九十二篇。
九十二篇。
十二节到十五节。
十二节。
你可以读给大家听。
读英文中文。读英文中文。
读英文。
OK。十二节到十五节。
对。
OK。Psalm 92, verse 12-15, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bear fruits in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord is upright, he is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in him.
主要是就是根据这段圣经，不论的年龄大小，都要根据神的话语亮光，激发属灵的果子。而且
So this portion says that doesn't matter the age, in old age there will still be bearing of fruit.
而且这个果子必在自己的就是教会里圣殿。
So that the fruit will be bared in the church.
对不起啊，我可能要延长一两分钟。
Sorry for a 2-minute extension.
Sorry about that. 第二个部分就是常见弟兄的分享的信息对我的影响。
So the second half is the husband of that sister, a brother sharing.
他讲的两个字悔改。
He said repent.
那个悔改，这个悔改就是要让神的话来常常对照我们日常的生活，有什么亏欠神，就要在神面前悔改。
So the repent that he was talking about is often in our daily life. It's if anything that we have wronged the Lord of, we should repent often.
大家都记得我们经常去参加特会，听到那个兰斯·兰贝特的分享的信息。
I recall the brother Lance sharing at a conference.
他说你们悔改一定要彻底。
When you repent, it needs to be a complete repentance.
不能轻描淡写，也不可以三心两意。
It couldn't be a very light repentance or repent but then forget right after.
那常见弟兄呢，就讲到我们那个 在反悔的当中，悔改的当中，也是要心来转向神。
As so our brother sharing said that as we repent, our heart needs to turn back to the God, to our God.
让神来改变我们的心思意念。
To let God transform our heart and mind.
南培德他也是把那个受浸的意义，为什么全身要浸在水里，就是彻底的悔改。
So, just like our brother Lan said that as we get baptized, it needs to be a full immersion because it's a full repentance of a whole body.
有的弟兄姐妹啊，想到一些头痛的事，特别是在教会里，哪个得罪他，哪个啊说什么啊。背后议论啊，论断啊，他们就转向电视，还有啊，看手机，还有 iPad， 这个不是悔改。
Sometimes when our brothers and sisters thought of either someone done wrong to them or they have wronged someone else, they instead of turning to the Lord, they turn to something else. Could be an electronic device.
因为神最知道我们。做错了什么，有什么阴暗之处啊，对人家怎么样，一切都是耶稣教导我们要原谅。
Because the Lord knows all of our wrongdoings, any shadow within our heart, and he told us to, that we need to ask for repentance.
我们要转向神，用说不出的喜乐，因为他的救赎。让我们完全释放，我们今天早晨的敬拜就是完全的释放。
Just like our worship this morning, as we come before the Lord, and repent, our heart will be filled with rejoicing, and that we will be, fully emancipated, freedom.
所以我们要根据我们啊主给我们的信心，每个人的信心不同的。
So according to the faith that he has given us,
一直要记住啊，主的起初的爱。
That we need to remember his love from the beginning.
没有悔改就没有见证。
If we don't repent, there is no testimony.
没有见证的传承，你的心就没有一个谦卑在神的面前的心。
And if we don't have testimony, then our heart cannot humble before the Lord.
所以，我自从听到了常见弟兄这个信息，我天天在神面前反省。
So after hearing the sharing of our brother, I often examine myself.
有的时候早晨一下子懒惰，躺在床上浪费这个早晨美好的时光，与神灵修。
Sometimes in the morning, I might feel lazy and stay on the bed and wasted my morning devo time.
总会每天都有想到隔夜或者隔天做错了什么事，常常反省。
So instead of that, I can remember things that I wrongdoing that I've done maybe the night before or the day before and repent of that.
那我们不断的仰望主的。我的话语的亮光照亮，常常反省，向常见弟兄把这个信心要落实，听到又要行道。有了信心，没有行动就是死的信心。
So let us, through the light of His word, often come before the Lord and examine ourselves, that when we hear the word, we may also be doers of word.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姐妹早，大家好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
我叫陈丽华。
My name is 陈丽华。
我今天要分享一个，就是我们八月二十九号到九月六号的。
So I want to share something that happened on August 29th.
八月二十九号。
29th to September 6th. Something happened.
在八月二十九号，我们全家人。跟我儿子儿媳妇孙子就坐 拿瓜底的飞机到迈阿密。
So, 他说叫你讲大声一点，你
听得到。Oh, OK。8月29号，我们就坐飞机到迈阿密。
So on August 29th, the whole family took the plane to Miami.
30号我们就坐这个皇后家加特比亚的邮轮，国际邮轮去旅游。
On 30th, we boarded a cruise to the Caribbean.
在这个过程，30号中午我们就上船了。
So we boarded the cruise at noontime.
30号和31号，我们大家都玩得很开心，也很感恩，因为神的创造让我们看到，哎呀，真的太奇妙了。
So we from on 30th and 31st, our whole family we had a great time on the cruise, especially when seeing the creation of God.
太震撼了，我们感到太震撼了，所以我们就在那边，我们一直感恩，一直感谢神。
So we were all astonished by what we saw, so we were all praising and thanking the Lord.
在9月1号我儿子就出事了。
But something happened to my son on September 1st.
他那天9月1号早上就不能吃不能喝，吃了一点东西就吐了。
So that morning he couldn't eat nor drink anything he ingested, he will threw back out.
那我们以为他是晕船，就给他贴那个晕船的那种药。
So we thought he was seasick, so we gave him the medicine that adhered on his body.
他告诉我有好一点。
He told us that he felt a little better.
那我也觉得说，哦，那可能是晕船吧。
So I thought that's just a seasick
sickness. 后来到了下午，中午也没有吃，早上也没有吃。到了下午，我到他的房间去看他。
So he didn't, because of that, he didn't eat the morning nor lunch, and in the afternoon when I visit his cabin.
他说我很难受。
He said he does not feel well.
他喝了一点水都吐出来。
He even with water that he drank, he had.
他在那边，我们只有呼求神。
So at that time, we can only call.On our Lord.
我们三个人就同心祷告，求主保守医治他，因为我们不知道发生什么事情。
So the three of us only can kneel down before the Lord and pray that he can heal him.
那到了3点多，我就硬拉着他，因为船上有那个医院，就拉他到医院去看。
So at 3 o'clock, I brought him to the doctor that's on board on cruise.
那结果他那边有贴了一个广告，就是说看了一次就是250块，还有其他的费用不包括在内。
On the door there is a sign says a single visit is $250, and there's additional payment on top of that.
那我儿子就回房间了，就说我休息一下，可能就会好一点。
So my son refused to go in, and my son said, "Let me just rest in my room. I probably will feel better afterwards."
结果那天晚上他就在我的房间休息。
That night he stayed in my cabin.
吐得比之前更严重。
He vomited even more so than before.
后来到了。第二天是2号，9月2号。
So September 2nd.
早上的时候我就说，跟我媳妇说，一定要带她去看医生，不看不行。
That morning, I told my daughter-in-law said that we have to bring him to the doctor.
啊，她就听我的话，也劝她，我就跟我媳妇把她拉到医院去看。
So that morning, the two of us.Kind of dragged him to the doctor.
我们就把他经过的事情，还有他身上有糖尿病的事情，都讲给医生听。
We told the doctor what happened and also his previous medical history, such as diabetes.
那医生就赶快给他挂盐水，还有测血糖。
So the doctor gave him IV and then tested his blood sugar level.
结果血糖太高了，200多。医生说不行，一定要到 local 的 hospital.
The doctor said his blood sugar level was more than 200. He has to go immediately to a local hospital.
那 结果他们就紧急联系的下面的人，也把那个救护车什么担架床都拿上来的。
So they brought out a crutch stretcher and then brought him down.
嗯，那就转到 local 的 hospital。转到 local 的 hospital， 那时候我们是刚好二号船是靠岸。靠岸的时候，他们才可以下去，所以一切都是神安排的。
And it just so happened that at that time the cruise was boarding, land going into a port at that time. So right at that time, because of God's timing, my son can be, get off the boat and go to the local hospital.
那我媳妇就打电话跟我讲说，他们可能回不了这个船了，会在那个 local 的 hospital。
So my daughter-in-law went with my son, and she told me that she might not come back to the boat before the boat departs from the port.
她说你就带好我的孙子 Ivan， 把他带好就好了，这边我们自己照顾。
She entrusted us her son, which is my grandson, that the three of you guys have fun on the cruise. We will take care of ourselves in the local hospital.
那我们船就离岸了。
So the cruise continue.
那我们就第二天又靠岸了，我们就又跟他联系，联系他说还没有正式找到他的病。
So second morning when the cruise went close into a port again, we have signal so we can contact my daughter-in-law. She said they still couldn't find the cause.
他还在观察。
He's still under observation.
那后来我们也就离开了这又离开了这个船了，离开了这个岸。离开岸的时候，我们又就兜又在船又兜了一圈，又要回来了。
Then so we the cruise continued onward and we basically continue our journey and then we were about to come back.
他就住在医院住了四天。
So my son was in the hospital for 4 days.
那就从那天是我们六号，昨天就要回纽约的，是。三点多的飞机，他们是在六号、五号的晚上才出院的。
Our flight that we booked to come back to New York is yesterday, and somehow my son was able to get released from the hospital the night before that.
那我就听到他说五号还没有出院，我很急，因为孩子。孙子毕竟不能跟我们要跟父母的，所以他们就准备了很多的东西，什么委托信啊，什么东西都准备得很好，但是神不按我们的意思，神有他自己的意思。
Before we knew that he was able to release from the be able to get released from the hospital, we were planning for a lot of extra documentation because if we were to take the plane to come back to New York, we need extra letter for be able to take our grandson on board with us without his guardians. So we were worried for a lot, but our Lord knew the timing and he arranged timing that my son and daughter-in-law were able to get released the night before our flight.
那就我们就早上，我们六号的早上，我们就坐了巴士就到了机场。到了机场的时候，我们等到11点的时候，我们就进关。进关的时候，我们的孙子很乖，我就把他的 passport 还有那个登机的牌子给他拿在手上，我说你就把这个给叔叔就可以了。
So, that morning we went everything as planned. I had the grandson who was very obedient. I had him take care of his holding on to his own passport, and everything went well.
所以就在这个时候，我就赶快。孩子也进了，我们的孙子也进关了，没事了，也不要说没有父母带不行，他都没有讲，这些一切都没有讲。
So we actually got through the security first before my son and daughter-in-law did, but no one really asked us about the letters or guardian of letters and stuff.
那他一进叫他从这边走过去的时候，我就说，哎呀，主啊，我感谢你，真的是你太伟大了。
As soon as we were able to pass through security, I was praising the Lord, saying thank you for all of your great work.
那我就赶快发一个微信给我儿子，因为他们已经在另外一个机场要飞到我们这个机场来的。
So as soon as we're through, I messaged my son because my son and daughter-in-law are on their way to fly to our airport to board on our original plane.
那他下机的时候就看到我的留言，他就很高兴，他说：“哎呦，感谢主，神真的是太爱我们了。”
When he saw my message, he also said, "Thank the Lord. The Lord really indeed loved us."
我们自己准备的什么东西，准备的这么多的一大套的礼物都没有用。
We have prepared so much. We thought we were going to do so many things, but the Lord took care of us. We didn't need, all of our preparation did, wasn't even needed.
结果我们在那边的时候，我一直祷告，求主给这个飞机，我们是3.08分的飞机，求主给他这个飞机延误，让我们的孩子能跟我们一起，但是神不听我们的祷告。
But the Lord chooses what he listens to in prayer. Because my son's plane transferred to our airport, the transfer time is very tight, so I was actually praying for my flight to get delayed so my son can make it onto the original booking, but that did not happen.
那我儿子在2点20几分就打电话给我说，妈妈，我们已经到机场了。At two something,
my son called me and said, we made it to the airport.
他说我们已经到机场，到我们这个机场了。The
son has made it to the transferring airport.
对，所以一切都是神在给我们带领的，神的保守。让我们这次虽然看到前面是这样子，但是我们回想一下，哎呦，神真的太伟大，他帮我们计划的每一步都是他的带领。At
the end, I think back, even though we went through all this trouble, we know that the Lord, every single step is by the leading of the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. Let's close our time with a word of prayer.
Father, we do thank you for how you take care of us.
我们的父母实在是感谢你这样的看顾我们。
And even how you helped our sister and her family through this illness. Answering so many of their prayers.
And
Lord, we do thank you that we are on this journey with you, this life with you.
We're
reminded that you call us to forgive and to believe and to step into what the role you give us.
我们也知道你对我们的呼召，你要我们来彼此饶恕，你也让我们能够回应你的呼召，也来服侍你。Lord,
we commit ourselves to you.
所以主，我们把自己交在你的手中。You
are worthy of our praise, but you're also worthy of our lives.
实在你配得我们的赞美，你更配得我们把我们的生命给你。We
commit ourselves to you for this week, that we would give ourselves to you each day.
我们也为了要这新的一周来祷告，我们把每一天都交在你的手中。May
you have your way in us.
愿你在我们的身上得着道路。And
you receive all the glory.
你也得着一切的荣耀。In
Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Dismissed.
散会。